بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ابتدائي بوم فوا تادا الشيخ حضرت شامو محمد حكيم أخطر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. It is entitled باغي رب كي غلي and escape to the lane of your Lord. The ayat of Quran Sharif, ففروا إلى الله. It is two girls, one speaking to the other, and advice he gives her, and he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
He bari ye gali bar gai be kali. He bari ye gali bar gai be kali. E sakhi me charim. اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد خاک البلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد خاک البلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی پھول مر جا گئے چندنی ڈل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی پھول مر جا گئے چندنی ڈل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی رس بری آنکتی زلف کالی ملی رس بری آنکتی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی رس بری آنکھتی زلف کالی ملی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی ہے مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے ہے مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی ہے مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی
بسم اللہ
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. I'm just trying to translate in my most broken way this beautiful bayan of our Dada Sheikh, which generally this poetry is not recited, but very beautifully Hazrat is explaining that we shouldn't get overtaken by the artificial temptations and beauty of this world. Rather, what we should be doing and why Allah has sent us here, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَاغْ رَبْكِ gali, run towards the alley of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the best alley. Like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was trapped in such a corner, myself, I would say, what could I do now? I had no option. But he did not say that. He ran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. When you run, our work is to turn to Allah and to run to Allah. Allah broke all that locks and he came out safe. So we shouldn't think, first of all, we shouldn't go in such alleys and such avenues where we get caught up with temptations and we get caught up in sin. And if perchance you land up in such occasion, or if you land up in such dawat and now you see, oh, there's music playing, etc., then don't sit. Just get up and start moving from there. So here, so beautifully, the one is telling the other, hey, buri ye gali, bar gai be kali, that this alley that we have come to, it's very bad. It has increased with all restlessness. There's no enjoyment in this. Outwardly, it looks like fun. This party that you told me to come to, let's go to that party, it's a very nice party. But I see, no, you brought me to a very restless place. It's not enjoyable here. Eh Sakhi, me chali, meri toba bali. She says that I am rather going from here. You want to sit, you can sit. Your friend invited you, say we're going for a nice party, we're going for a nice do. And when you came there, you saw, no, this is the wrong place. So you tell him, let's go. He doesn't want to go, you tell him, okay, you sit. I am going because my toba is more valuable than this. When I turn to Allah, that, oh Allah, how I landed up here. I landed up myself in such a mess, O Allah. Please forgive me. And that is tawbah. Ruju ilallah. You realize you're on the wrong way. Now istighfar. First ask forgiveness from Allah. And then ruju. Just take the turn on the right way and start moving in the right direction. Don't carry on in the wrong direction and fool ourselves that we are on our way to Jannat. And so beautifully Hazrat has given a beautiful example that in today's time, many people living in the so-called technological world, and when you explain to them that you people are advancing but in the wrong direction, come towards Sunnah, that is the right direction. And then with all their technological mind, they will give you their own answers. The example of that foolish idiot is like the person who bought a ticket in India, many trains, so he bought a ticket going to Bombay. And he didn't realize, he went onto the platform, the train is going to Delhi. And the train he's supposed to came on the same time. So without seeing that this train is going to Delhi, he jumped into the train that is going to Bombay. And he wants to go Bombay, but he jumped into the train that's going to Delhi. And he went, and those are long journeys. So you put your bedding on top and you start catching a nap, you start sleeping. And it is common there. After 2-3 hours, you'll wake up half sleepy. Hey, bhaiya, kya time ho gaya? Kaunse station aa gaya? That what's the time now? Which station? So the friends at the bottom told him the time. They told him the station. So he's thinking, but I'm going Bombay. The stations are telling me going towards Delhi. Instead of realizing and checking that am I in the right train, and rather get off and go onto the right platform in the right train, he thought, no, they don't know what they are saying. And he could have carried on carrying his nap like us. Instead of realizing that what the pious are inviting us towards, that we are in the wrong train. We are still worried of our sport, we are still worried of our entertainment, etc., still worried of university degrees. Let us wake up and come out of our slumber. But if we don't, it will get worse. He carried on sleeping. After 2-3 hours, same question. Are bhaiya, what time? Kya time ho gaya? Kya station? Now he sees the station they are telling him is almost halfway towards Delhi. And I'm going Bombay. What's happening here? Instead of still realizing, he still sleeps away. And then he catches asleep another 4 or 5 hours. Then he wakes up, say, "Arey bhaiya, kya time ho gaya? Kya station?" He saw the time is almost, it's quite late, almost time to reach, but now I'm going towards the Delhi. So then instead of realizing, he made a big mess and he must turn and go on to the right road. He's using his scientific mind and he's saying science has progressed so much today that the top half of the train is going to Bombay, the bottom half is going to Delhi. So we're also fooling ourselves. That no, I'm a Muslim, I got the label, I'm going towards Jannat also. But we don't realize we're in the wrong train. We have to be keep on checking ourselves, whether it's with our friends or whoever, tell him that my tawbah is more beneficial. That is more bali, it is enjoyable. Tu hai go manchali, maddika kalbali. Although you are not concerned what I am telling you, don't show a don't care attitude. Sun vi e dil jali, baag rab ki gali. That's a lesson, my friend, what a burning heart I'm telling you. That I'm telling you with a burning heart, I got feeling, and this is what is called that the Nabi of Allah is a Nazir, a warner. Not a warner that comes, gives you a frightening warning, or like a scary person, a tyrant ruler that warns of a punishment, but a warner that has got your closeness at heart. You are very close to him, you're very beloved to him. In that way he's warning you that be careful, that is not the right way. So a true friend will warn his friend and tell his friend that no, here you are, don't be in an unmindful state and think you're enjoying yourself, you'll have the nice party whole night. No, don't show your attitude of that nobody must tell me, I'm enjoying myself, you don't want to listen. Today, the people have this attitude, youngsters also, that nobody must tell me, it's my wife, it's my car, it's my life. Nobody should tell me, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says this is the height of stupidity. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. How can you be ungrateful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala when this life is not yours? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are not loving. Who gave you this life? Allah gave you this life. Allah is giving you all this enjoyment, this ni'mat. Allah gave you the sky, now you say it's mine, and use it as you want to, that's the height of stupidity. So don't have that attitude of a don't care attitude. That listen to my burning heart, that you also run. Fafirru ilallah. The way towards salvation and enjoyment in this world also, is just run towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very easy. Just bring your friends, just come to the gathering of the Ahlullah. And in this gathering, regularly you'll see, your heart will click, and that spark starts just burning your heart. Then you realize, yes, I'm in the right gathering. I thought in the disco the music was enjoyable. Here I realize the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah. It can't, that filth and dirt, where can it compare to the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Phool mur jaye gaye, chandni dal gaye. She says that in this environment of yours, you thought you came into the garden, but all these flowers have died off. And what can roses? You thought you came in the garden of roses, even you thought it was a beautiful moonlight night. You can have a moonlight party, but the night that the moon also have lost its light. In other words, all your enjoyment, all your pleasure are just, it's dummy. It's just getting weak and weak. Don't fool yourself. Rather, apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali, that your end result has been is speaking out clearly, and it is telling you openly that you are in the wrong path, you are in the wrong line. Don't stay in this line. Think of your end result, and that is an intelligent person who always thinks of the real. And this is what is meant, that we learn to think of death. That daily we recited dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, at least 25 times we'll get the maut of a shaheed. But read it with little consciousness, that when an occasion come enticing us towards sin, I just think, if I am going to sign this haram deal and malakul maut comes, what's going to happen? If I am in that party, in that haram embrace, in that haram entertainment and malakul maut comes, what's going to happen? And today, sadly, we hear people, Allah save me first of all of us, janazas are taken out from the brothels, janazas have been taken out from what places, what conditions, youngsters are being bulleted, and what condition that janaza is going, what they went for, and what was the end result. We don't think of the end result, and when the end result comes, then there's be nisha, hogay har nisha. That all this big signs, and you thought, I'm somebody, I'm a nobody must tell me. What you telling me, I know what I'm doing, it's my entertainment, it's my fun, I will go on my road. All that splendor of yours has become be nisha. No sign of it now. Where you've gone into that cover, and Allah save us in that cover, what is happening only Allah knows. So we should turn and run, make tawbah immediately. Myself, while sitting here, in our hearts, make tawbah and beg Allah, that, oh Allah, please turn me in the right direction, totally and fully towards you, that you have brought us in this Mubarak gathering, in the gathering of our Honorable Shaykh, so that the current of the nur, of the love of Allah, and that kafiyat ihsan and istihzar, that Allah is always in front, that current penetrates my heart, all our heart, then inshallah we'll see how easy now it is to leave these occasions. That they tell you, come, let's go for the test match. No, by that, I got no interest in this. I don't even know whether there's World Cup or what cup or whatever. Now my interests are different. So that is, if we start realizing and make an effort to run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first step is, istaghfiru rabbakum. That seek forgiveness from Allah. And as our Shaykh says so beautifully, that no Shaykh in the world will ever tell you, like a doctor will tell you, your patient is very ill now. Because we got no hope. We tried all medicines, there's no hope. Now take him home, and few days time, he'll love few hours, and you can sit with him, and then pray little for him and bury him. But Allah save us, you meet up in an accident, panel beaters will tell you, it's beyond repairs, take it to the scrapyard. Insurance companies, which is haram, they'll say write off. But no friend of Allah will ever tell you that you are so soaking in drugs, you are soaking in the wrong places, that you are write off. No, just come in the company of the Ahlullah. Just open your heart and see, as the nur penetrates your heart, you'll be totally shocked how Allah Ta'ala changes. And we know great awliya Allah, to mention their past is not good, but as an inspiration, Allahu Akbar, Malik ibn Dinar, what a man, had a bottle in his hand once upon a time, and here he is a great wali of Allah, guiding others towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, this is the way, on the other hand, myself, people like me, very foolish, we shouldn't think. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali always used to remind us, Zaid Nada, kisi gonegar ko hakir mat samjho. That if you think you are going towards Allah's path and you are not interested in dunya, but don't ever look down at the sinner. Hate the sin, but not the sinner. Make dua for the sinner. And hate that sin, talk bad about the sin, but don't hate the sinner. Kabar mein khaak, chani magar, kya mili? And now you thought you got lot of splendor in this world, but now you are put in that cover. The sand is thrown over you. So what did you get? Where is all your splendor? As our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that a rich man, he's got all the entertainment of this world, beautiful cars, everything. A poor man's got nothing. But end of the day, they are both there, buried one next to one another. And what they got? They both got the same cover. The rich man can't say, my cover is a 5-star. He'll ask him, where's all your richness? It's all left behind. So our real richness is within us. Our ruh, this is why we're having this Islahi Jalsa. We have this Islahi program. For myself, who is the most most spiritually sick person. And this is why we have come here, to realize this reality, that we have to go into the qabr one day. And as our Hazrat says, today we're not even concerned and worried. I'm going into the qabr. We go to the qabrastan also. The person is being put in the cover. It's taking little time. We are busy talking sports. We are busy talking business. We have to think that I am in the cover just now. Allahu Akbar. A great personality like Mamun al-Rashid, the son of Harun al-Rashid. Great alim, great personality. And he gives his friend advice as one great qari of the time, Abu Amr Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, Ya sahibi, la takhturid bitana'umin, fal umru yazul, wal na'imu yanfad. Wa iza hamalta ila al-quburi janazatan, fa'alam bi annaka ba'da ma'mulu. Said, oh my friend, don't be overtaken with the outward beauty and entertainment of this world. It's just temporary. It looks nice, but there's no real enjoyment. Today we have fast cars, we want to drive fast. No, we have to be careful and don't be overtaken. And most important, he says, remember, when you giving a shoulder to a janaza, remember, just think, it's my janaza. Tomorrow it's going to be me the day according to the qabrastan. Am I ready to go into the qabr? And all my splendor that I had, that I thought I have, I'm driving the latest model car, and nobody can dice with me, etc. Now I'm just thrown into the qabr. Where's all my shan? Rasbari, angti, zulf, kali mili. He says, even those women that you are after, or you yourself, you thought you got very splendid eyes. That my eyes, I got this color eyes and blue eyes. And like our Shaykh says, we all like blue eyes. And the angels of Jahannam will have blue eyes. Very scary. And we think those are beautiful eyes. And then you thought, I got long zulfa. And it's well kept black. And today youngsters are already getting white, but they're dyeing their hair, which is not permissible, black, and they're dyeing it. And so, you taught your Zulfa and the woman you are walking to, she's walking after, she's very beautiful. Ha, bala, bi, magar, usse kali mili. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, yes, you thought it's very beautiful, but what was the end result? It was just black. It was just a dream world that you were living in. When she went into the dust, then you realize, what was I running behind? Meri dunya e fani, har su mili, be kali, be kali, be kali, be kali. Let this temporary dunya of mine, this artificial enjoyment, from every direction I realize now, be kali, there's no enjoyment in it. Whichever direction I was going, I thought I'm enjoying myself here, I'm enjoying myself there, but it was just no enjoyment whatsoever. May batadu ke dunya se me shay kya mili. Hazrat so beautifully comes to the crux and giving us now the dose, the ilaj for all this. Take the remedy. That must I tell you, from this artificial world and this foolish temptational world, what did you really get? What thing, if you just analyze, what did you get from all your entertainment, all your... You are going on holidays, this party, that party, all the resorts you went to. Koi majnu mila, koi leila mila. People that were going out madly in love, one person became mad, the other one was like his leila, just running, just going behind her, but he became a mad person. So this dunya is only going to make you mad. Like Hazrat says so beautifully, that person, you run after any woman, you'll get mad. You run after any wealth, you'll get mad. Like that person, that young boy, he wanted to get married to a girl whose name was Shabnam. When he went for proposal, he thought, no, I'm very smart, I'll get my proposal accepted. When he went there, totally refused. And he's begging and begging, and he didn't accept. He became Majnu, he became mad. He went into the mental institution, mental hospital. And all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. So one day the health minister was taking a tour of the institution. So they asked the doctor, what happened to this man? What's his problem? How he became a mental patient? He says he wants to get married to this girl, this woman whose name was Shabnam. She refused, he became mad. The other person who thought he's got Shabnam, this Layla, this beautiful woman that he got, when he went to the next ward, he saw a man like a lion, mad, making all those funny sounds. He says, what's wrong with this man? What did he, or how did he get mad? He says, this is the man who got married to Shabnam. So this is what dunya will give us. It will just give us all this madness, and we have to open our eyes. And very fortunate are those young blood who open their eyes from now. Especially today we see, young blood are going like flies. So it's not what time Allah has written, it's written for us. We have to be alert all the time. Ah, and then Hazrat says, finally, look at what you, if you run towards Allah, what you'll get. Ah, magar ehle dil, aise khush bakht hai. Yes, but the people of the heart, those who gave their heart to Allah, they have got heart. You gave your heart to carrion, filth and dirt of dunya, you didn't value your heart, so you don't have a heart. The ehle dil, then that is what we have come. We got a great ehle dil in our midst. We have come here to become ehle dil. Just that niyat and intention, we can, our whole life's effort, we won't reach there. But when Allah sees our eagerness, inshallah, at the end Allah will give us that, just ihsanan, and you say, khushbakht, they are such good personalities, all the time in enjoyment, in splendor. You don't you can't imagine the enjoyment of their heart. Jin se akhtar mujhe rahe maula mili. Then from who, why they are in that enjoyment? That, oh, Akhtar, Hazrat is teaching us that when I sat in their company, they taught me the road to Allah, the road to my Mawla. So here we have come to learn the road to Allah and how to run away from this dunya and run towards Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this first kitab that we read, تربيت عاشقان خدا, to reform ourselves, and for that those who are looking forward for their reformation, write to their Shaykh, these people who wrote to Hazrat, and then the replies Hazrat gave, and in that are great lessons for us also. This is one person who writes, and he starts his letter, Bismillah, Bismi Rabbi Shuhada'i Wasaliheen. Instead of writing Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with this wording, the meaning is 100% correct. In the name of Allah, who is the Rabb, the sustainer of the shuhada in the saliheen. He wrote this at the beginning. So see how a very, very important lesson for all of us here. Hazrat writes in answer to that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, jo masnoon bhi hai, kyun nahi likhte? The Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is sunnah, why don't you write that? Ye nahi nahi ijad munasib nahi. All these new things are not advisable, are not proper. Ummat ko giroh mein baantna. That it breaks the ummat into different groups. If we stick to the sunnat, the whole ummat, we all will join in one path. But if we all start with new things, it will break us into different groups. Masnoon amal ko chhorna bid'at ka pesh khayma hai. Wherever we leave a sunnat, then we will, this is the introduction and the beginning of bid'at. So there is a very important thing that we should take cognizance of, we should think of this, that many things that we do, is it actually sunnat or not? Durood Sharif that we read, there are many other durood kitabs also that are written, but they are not correct. Those which are sunnat, that is the most advisable. Du'as also that we read during wuzu, from the morning to the night. So those kitabs which are reliable. And there are many other kitabs, many amals which are also in vogue. People read them, lot of such amals. We should inquire from reliable ulama and find out whether this is the correct sunnat or not. Or otherwise we will do many practices also, but they are not actually sunnat. So this is a very important point that we should try and keep in mind. And this is, alhamdulillah, like Hazrat, what a great Shaykh Allah Ta'ala blessed us with, how he took that into, corrected this person. And also we must remember, kullu jadid ladheed. All new things, they taste very nice. So everyone likes something different. That in all our things, we like to present something different, because that appeals to the people, and people get more inclined. But that which is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there can never be anything more superior than that. Together with that, we should make dua also that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the correct sunnah in all our actions. And then guide us also, and we should have that in us to find out what is the correct sunnah in everything, and following that sunnah better. Then this person writes that he was first in Karachi and he should attend Hazrat's programs regularly, but now he's gone to Lahore and from there he can't attend regularly every week for the programs, and so he's writing this letter. To that Hazrat writes, Makatib se bhi islah hoti hai, that when you correspond, that also the islah of a person takes place. Kam az kam har maah ek khat likhe, at least every month you are far away to write one letter at least once a month. Then he writes for the dua or for Hazrat's health, he writes that Allah give shifa. Hazrat said Ameen. And then he writes here that there are two illnesses, spiritual illnesses which he is involved in, and he wants the remedy of that. The one he writes, kabhi kabhi nafs banda par ghalib aa jata hai. It happens sometimes that my nafs overtakes me. And the desires of the nafs or apni khaishat ka taqaza karta hai. And the nafs then, it demands to that its desires must be fulfilled, which means haram desires, that they must be fulfilled. And this is also what a person goes through all the time. Temptations come, whether it is of the eyes, whether it is to speak a lie, to backbite, to miss namaz, whatever, all these temptations. Jiski wajah se banda bahut pareshan hai. And this causes also a person who doesn't want to commit sin. And the temptation of sin comes to a person. It makes a person, it fills him with all anxiety. Then he's like perplexed. He doesn't know how to turn. If I commit the sin, it's wrong. It's terrible. If I don't commit it, the demand is there all the time. Now what do I do? Hazrat writes the jawab, which is also very, very important for us. Taqabi tak to guna nahi. As long as we have the desire, there is no guna. And in fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained, the more the desire and the more you stop yourself, that you don't commit the sin, the greater the reward. And if a person has no desire and he doesn't commit sin, then there is no sin, but there is no reward also. That is when the desire is there. And that a person controls himself. And of course, we must not trust ourselves. As Hazrat explains in another point in front, that if there is terrible desire, I'll be strong. I'll prevent myself. So I don't worry if there is desire. We must never trust ourselves. And this is really what taqwa is, that we take our precautions. That we don't go to a place or anything where where a person can get trapped into sin. We must try and stay away from there. Don't give allowance to such conditions that can take you towards sin. Try and prevent yourself, whatever it might be. One friend over the weekend, he said that he had his old person also. He had a smartphone and on that internet, WhatsApp and that. So he said every moment one message says, I'm going here, another message, another one said, I'm coming from there. So all the time this, he said, I don't need all this in my life. So he just cut it out completely. Right? And so a person can get tempted to go on many things on there. So if for such a person who needs it for his business, for his work, he needs it. But otherwise, just stick to a simple phone on which there is no internet. You can't get tempted to go on to other things. So that precaution a person must take. So Hazrat explains here that the desire for sin, and this is also which many people, they become very parishan, that the desire of sin, they think of it as a sin. But the desire of a sin is not a sin. The committing of a sin, that is a sin. So as long as it's just limited to the desire, but also it's dangerous. When you're on the desire, you are like right on the fence. You can easily get involved. So a person must try and avoid that also. Otherwise, he can get involved. Najayiz taqazi par amal karna guna hai. الحمدللہ وظائف تو پورے ہو رہے ہیں لیکن روز کی ایک منزل نعاں والی اس میں کافی عرصہ سے سستی ہے. He says, I complete my معمولات, my وظائف, but for some time the دعا کتاب مناجات مقبول, that every day we have to read one section, he says that is getting left out due to my laziness. براہ مہربانی علاج تجویز فرمائے. Out of kindness, please give me some remedy for this also, that I don't be lazy. This is also a thing where many of us, we slip up that with our ma'amulat, that we don't complete them, we become lazy, we don't complete them. So that is also very important to complete our ma'amulat. So Hazrat writes, Himmat se wazaif poore kare. Take the courage and complete your wazaif. اور جس قدر ہو سکے کرتے رہے. It happens that sometimes you can't complete all your معمولات due to other تقاضاس. Many times تقاضاس of deen. For example, you have got your things to read after مغرب نماز, which you normally do. But today there is a bayan, or you have to make a bayan. Now you can't complete it after Isha. There may be another program also. You may be traveling also. There are other things also. Then as Hazrat explained many times, that you can't complete your full zikr, your full wazaif, but don't give it up completely also. Do how much you can. Like for example, a person can't have his proper breakfast. He's going on a safar or something, but little bit something you have, half a cup tea, one cup tea, you have something to keep you going. So our farais, wajibat, and sunnat-e-mu'akkada, there is no laxity in that, that we have to complete as we have to complete. But our zikr, etc., if for some reason, due to illness, for example, but try and do some at least. Aur jis qadar ho sake, karte rahe. Lekin sabse zaruri ye hai, there is a very important point, Hazrat writes, sabse zaruri ye hai, ke gunah se bache, stay away from sin. That is the biggest wazifa which Hazrat teaches, to abstain from sin. Kyunki Allah ki wilayat gunaon se bachne par mauquf hai. To become a wali, a friend of Allah Ta'ala, is not how much wazifas we read, but it is dependent on the giving up of sin. So that is important, that a person tries his best, that he gives up all the sin, he must give up totally. He must try his best. Perchance, Allah save us, we do fall into a sin, don't delay in making tawbah. And sincere tawbah, istighfar, and in that way, Allah Ta'ala, by tawbah, istighfar, Allah forgives the sin. But let us not commit sin in the hope that we will make tawbah and istighfar also. In one majlis, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that some people, that we take it that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, there is absolutely no doubt, 100% Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. But because of that, we commit sin. On that, Hazrat gives quite a few examples, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also gave, that if the medical scientists have to invent a balm, that if you burn, you apply that balm, and immediately your skin comes right again. Immediately it comes right, no sign of the burn also, no pain, the burn, the sensation, nothing. Now, because you got that balm, you say, now I can put my hand in the fire. That is the greatest stupid thing a person can do. Because I got the balm, I'll apply it, I'll come right immediately. So Allah gave the balm of tawbah and istighfar. When we burn ourselves with guna, then you apply this. This is when unexpected or it was beyond your control, and then you got burned. Now you got the balm, now apply it immediately. And don't delay then in applying that balm also. So guna is not a thing that a person commits and thinks, I will make tawbah. No, he has to stay away, try his utmost to 100% stay away. But perchance you committed a guna, then apply the palm. And then you come right again, you become the attaibu min azam kamalla zambala. A person who makes tawbah of his guna is like a person who never ever committed a guna. So Allah Ta'ala save us from all types of guna. And also, as Maulana Abdurrahman explained that when you have become pious and righteous, now don't look down upon the sinners. That we don't know when a person has made tawbah. Like Hazrat explained, most probably, that a person who hasn't got a beard, doesn't keep a beard, which is a big guna, but now he has made tawbah from it. Now his beard is, by tawbah, immediately his beard is not going to grow, and he's not going to have a first-length beard, but he has made tawbah. But you see him, that without tawbah. Now you look down upon him, that is very bad. He has made tawbah, and that guna is off his head. Though the guna outwardly is still there, but it's off. He has made sincere tawbah. He's not going to shave anymore. So he has made tawbah. So we must make tawbah of our sins. We try and prevent, avoid sins. And that is the reason. Why? Reason why we have together here, why we have in Islahi Jalsa, how to build ourselves to avoid all sins. And when a person does make this effort, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq also. And it is ajeeb when a person is sincere, how Allah helps a person. So we have to be sincere in our way when Allah Ta'ala helps a person. And Allah, like miracles in these times we hear, Allahu Akbar, how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. It's unbelievable, so to say, like according to our thinking. But it's a fact that when a person is sincere, how Allah Ta'ala helps a person. Not only the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how he ran and the locks opened and he got saved. No, in these times also, when there are those people, and Allah is the same Allah, and these halats also come, but the sincerity from our heart, may Allah bless us with that. And for that reason, we sit together and we don't know who has got what amount of sincerity and what amount of devotion to Allah Ta'ala. And we should make the niyat also that, Ya Allah, all of us sitting, if, for example, the sheikh is sitting and all must benefit from me. No, we don't know who has got what in him. And that, oh Allah, from the people who have come here, we don't know which person, we might not even regard that person as anything, but what wealth of iman, yaqeen, taqwa, that person has got tawakkul. Oh Allah, by the noor of that person, bless me, bless us all. Let us all benefit from it. So may Allah Ta'ala bring these qualities into our lives, inshallah. Further, in this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat explains also very similar things, that fear of Allah Ta'ala, and Hazrat gives examples of great, great people, and what fear of Allah Ta'ala they had. Hazrat says, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali farmate hain, haqeeqi ilm par khashiyat ke aasaar. When a person has got true knowledge, which is knowledge of Quran and Hadith, and that also the true knowledge of Quran and Hadith, not only the Arabic language and knowing it, but the effect has come into him. What are the effects? How can you know that this person has got the true knowledge of from the Quran and Hadith? Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad farmate hain ke main sabse zyada Allah ka ilm rakhne wala hoon. Clear? Who can have more knowledge of Allah Ta'ala than Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've got the most knowledge, and this is in no way pride whatsoever. This is izhar, and it was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam necessary to make it known. Or sabse ziyada darne wala. And in that light of that knowledge, I'm the one who fears Allah Ta'ala the most also. So Allahu Akbar, if we study the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his day and night, his public life and public private life, everything, the amount that he feared Allah Ta'ala, that he wouldn't one bit also turn anywhere away from one command of Allah, one thing which Allah Ta'ala desired from him, he would not turn away. So the more a person has got knowledge, the more he should be observing the commands of Allah Ta'ala. خَشْيَةِ أَبُو بَكَرْ صِدِّيقَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Then the fear of Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu farmaya karte se. It was common, and we read that he used to say, کہ کاش میں کوئی درخت ہوتا جو کاٹ دیا جاتا. I wish I was just a tree that was cut and finished. And I was made firewood, I was used for whatever. I wish I was just that. And with these people here in front of them, like we read about the life of the Qabr, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he should cry when he was at the Qabr, that what will be that life. On that, our one close friend, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Bashir Ahmad of Stanger, passed away this morning. I mentioned it to my Shalafis Yusuf. Then I noticed immediately his lips are moving. Then I asked him afterwards, were you reading the three quls? He said yes. So let us also read our three quls, inshallah. So, may Allah pass the sawab to him and all our marhumin. Ibrahim Bey just informed me, our Shabir Tabilia, his brother, passed away to him, all in the whole world. How many marhumin today? And all who have passed away, Allah will give everyone whole Quran Sharif sawab. One great quality, our brother Yusuf Desai told me, he phoned me also, and he told about a month ago, Mufti Bashir told him that I saw a dream of a bird in a tree and it came and fetched my ruh. How fortunate. And just this Sunday, 2 days before, Yomul Ahad, he told Yusuf that I'm opening a new madrasa. So may Allah also accept us for work of deen right till the end. We make our niyat, we make our efforts, and Allah keep us in deen and keep us right till the end by His mercy and His kindness, inshallah. Or kabhi farmate, and sometimes Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, ke kaash mein koi ghaas hota, ke janwar usko kha lete. I wish I was just a grass. And an animal would have eaten me up. How they feared all these things. But today, that knowledge is not in. We have the knowledge, but it's not in front of us. That what hisab kitab will be, how the life will be. Ek martaba ek baagh mein tashreef le gaye. One time he went into a garden orchard, aur ek janwar ko baitha hua dekh kar thanda saans bhara. And he saw one bird, and he took a deep sigh when he saw that bird. اور فرمایا کہ تو کس قدر لطف میں ہے. You are so lucky, you are. Oh bird, you are so lucky. کہ کھاتا ہے پیتا ہے. You eat, you drink. درختوں کے سائے میں پھرتا ہے. And you are in the shade of the trees. اور آخرت میں تجھ پر کوئی حساب کتاب نہیں. And in آخرت no حساب کتاب. Nothing. For that, dua we should try and have regularly, daily on our tongues. Allahumma hasibna hisabin yaseera. Oh Allah, make our hisab kitab easy, which is a hisab kitab in which Allah will not question anything. He will just let you go. May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. Kaash Abu Bakr bhi tujh jaisa hota. If only Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also just like you. May Allah ta'ala bless us with these great qualities, and the true fear of Allah. And the true fear of Allah is not that a person now becomes useless, doesn't do anything, but that he keeps away from guna. That is the real thing. Whether it is in his mind, fantasizing, whatever, actual guna, all types of guna, looking down at people, belittling people, all these types of gunas, all gunas, may Allah Ta'ala protect us, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we all know that next weekend, inshallah, the 3rd, 4th and 5th of Jamad al the 4th, 5th and 6th of Jamad al-Ukhra, 3rd, 4th and 5th of May, March, will be our Islahi Jalsa. So alhamdulillah, many brothers have made a lot of effort. Now is the last stage, we can say the last week. All efforts have been made in the past, but now we should try to increase ourselves in our effort, try to bring as many brothers. And one of the great benefits of us giving da'wat and calling others towards the Islahi Jalsa and for the importance of reformation of oneself, that by giving da'wat towards others, inshallah, the realization will come into ourselves. That firstly, I'm the most in need of it. I need to make my Islah, I need to reform myself. So we humbly request to all the brothers, inshallah, for this last week, we all try to make efforts in our different areas and try to encourage other brothers, whoever we know around us, try to speak to them, encourage them. Alhamdulillah, last year there were some brothers who made arrangements from even far areas where they brought the whole buses, some brought kumbis, some from nearby areas also. And this is actually the best. If we can make our effort in our area, and we arrange transport also, so what happens is it becomes easy then for other people who want to come. We notice that those brothers who make their effort in Sikkar in their areas, and they make the arrangements for the transport, it becomes easier, and many people also get ready to come. And with the sacrifice, alhamdulillah, a lot of people in those areas benefit greatly. Compared to other areas where a person comes on his own, he comes, alhamdulillah, he benefits, but he doesn't benefit the people around him. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, whatever as far as possible we try and do, try to increase our efforts, and more important is the effort of the night. With tahajjud salah, we wake up, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, some of the times the brothers, they were keeping roza also before the Islahi Jalsa, for the success of the Islahi Jalsa. So if a few days we can keep our rozas, the women folk cannot come for the Islahi Jalsa, but we can request them for their du'as. We do not know which bandi and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du'a is accepted, and all our hidayah takes place, our islah takes place, our reformation takes place. It will be through the barakat of this person's du'as. So we should request our women folk to make du'as, and ourselves also we should try to make abundance of du'a, turn our attention more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the most important thing before all our efforts also, that we try during the day, but we cry at night. Allah ta'ala grant myself first and all of us the tawfiq.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل مراه جايك مدانه، توهتو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ناراي مستانا خوش مآيدم تا أبجانا تنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شانه الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر وفرج واهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المعصم والمغرم. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.